our first president, George Washington, said, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." John Adams, our second president, told King George during the Revolutionary War, "We recognize no sovereign but God, and no king but Jesus." President Ronald Reagan said, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under." Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. If you love America and believe in God of the Bible, then you've landed at the right place. Welcome home to a God-fearing, red, white, and blue USA Proud podcast. This is America Resurrected with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, it's Kevin Alexander, and welcome to America Resurrected. This is home to people that love God, love the United States of America, love our Christian heritage, love freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. This is also the place, if you know anything about America Resurrected, if you've ever been to our live meetings that we hold a couple times a month, that political correctness is not allowed. We often tell people when we meet in person that political correctness was left at the door. You're listening to Kevin Alexander and America Resurrected. Go to our Facebook page and like us at America Resurrected. We'll put all the podcasts, current and past, on our Facebook page, send you relevant information throughout the week, videos that I record. Try not to bombard you with stuff that's meaningless. We try to send out some relative things that you would enjoy. Political correctness, materialism, just a couple things that's destroying in the foundation of our nation. But today, let's focus on political correctness. Let's focus on the truth. Political correctness despises the truth. See, political correctness, where nobody can say what they're really thinking, nobody can say what they really mean, that everybody just kind of, just says whatever they think won't hurt the other person's feelings. But the truth is the truth. And I've heard a pastor put it this way before. He said, if you can't handle this kind of preaching, what are you going to do at the throne when you stand before a holy God? I ask you today at America Resurrected, if we can't handle the truth on earth with a bunch of sinful men and women, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? What am I going to do when we stand before a God that is holy, a God that the Bible says cannot sin, a God that the Bible says cannot lie? He's never known no sin. He can't know any sin. He resides in a perfect place called heaven. There's no viruses in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no diseases in heaven. There's no cancer in heaven. Heaven is a place of perfection. Well, one day when we stand before that holy God, and some of you may say, well, I'm never going to stand before him. I submit to you, you will one day. The Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And amen, brother, right here, Jesus Christ is who he says he was and who he says he is and who he says he's going to be. So when you do, and I do, and we both will, stand before this holy God who the Bible says will judge in his righteousness, not in our sinful righteousness, not in our self-proclaimed righteousness. See, we live in a world with so much sin. We got sin on the radio. There's sin in our TV. There's sin in our conversations. There's so much sin in our daily life. We don't even know how much is there. We answer to man here on earth. We answer to law. We answer to regulations. We answer to rules that are created by man. Many people and many men and women in today's world who create these laws and establish these rules and ordinances have no faith in the God of the Bible. They have faith in themselves. They have faith in their political party. They have faith in their little local group. They have faith in their little state group. These little groupies, they got all the knowledge. And they say, we don't need to rely on God no more. And what's happened through that, and through the movement of kicking God out of our nation, out of our government, out of our schools, out of our families, and if I can just be totally truthful with you today, and I have to be, because in America Resurrected, that's what we're known for, God has been kicked out of many churches in America today. Oh, yes, he has. If a man or woman stands up behind a pulpit and tells you that homosexuality is okay and God still loves the person and they can still do whatever they want to, live however they want to, God's been kicked out of that church. We love the sinner. We hate the sin. Just like God hates my sin. God hates your sin. But he still loves us. But as we said in past podcasts, just because God loves me don't mean I go to heaven. We need to understand that. Just because God loves me does not mean I go to heaven. I go to heaven because I turn from my sins, I repent of my sins, and I ask God to come into my life and ask for forgiveness of my sins. But what political correctness does, it says nobody sins. It says that we got to be fair to everybody. And we can't offend anybody. Well, I'm here to tell you, my friend, no matter what you say, no matter what I say, somebody's going to like, somebody's going to dislike. No matter what you say, no matter what I say, somebody's going to agree with and somebody's going to disagree with. So we vowed at America Resurrected, no matter what we say, some people's going to like it, some people's not going to like it. So if that's going to happen, why don't we just tell the truth? Because one day we will stand before a holy God and give an account for what we did on this earth. I will not give an account to you. You will not give an account to me. I will not give an account to any man or any woman. You will not give an account to any man or any woman. I respect many of my great preacher friends, many of my great pastor friends who've preached the gospel, many of my great evangelist friends who go around the whole country preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'll never stand before one of them. But if I can get this in my thick head, that one day I will stand before a holy God, I will live different than I used to. Political correctness is killing our nation. And it's a lie from the devil, and I'll tell you why. Because we're teaching everybody. We're teaching boys and girls. We're teaching teenagers. We're teaching young adults. We're teaching middle-aged adults. We're teaching senior adults that you can live how you want to, that you can do what you want to, and God is okay with it. God is not okay with it. God is not okay with what's going on in the United States of America. God is not okay with our sinful nature of murdering babies. God is not okay with men marrying men and women marrying women. God is not okay with it. People say, God, please bless America. I'm here to tell you today, my friend, the only way God can bless America is the same way he can bless you and I. That's if our nation goes to God in repentance. You're listening to Kevin Alexander at America Resurrected. Like us on Facebook at America Resurrected, where you can see all of our videos, all of our news that we share with people of what's going on and how the church has to get back involved in politics. The next message I'll be preaching is called Losers in Leadership Positions. That's not a politically correct title. I obviously understand that. It's from Exodus 18, verse 21. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, losers in leadership positions. If you understand in America how the church used to be involved in politics, if you understand in America how the church used to almost vote our own leaders in our local state and national offices, you would understand the need for the church to get back involved in politics one more time and to get political correctness. Political correctness is destroying America. Political correctness is destroying the church. We don't even know it's there, but it's there. Let me tell you something, my friend. I weigh 25 pounds more than I did when I played basketball in college some 24 years ago. I don't have to have somebody come up and tell me, Kevin, you weigh 25 more pounds than you used to. I have what's called a mirror in my house. M-I-R-R-O-R. I have a mirror in my house. And you know what's great about mirrors is when I look into that thing, when I get up in the morning, or I get ready to go to bed at night, or I comb the little bit of hair that I have left. I have 6 kids. I don't have much hair left. And I watch CNN sometimes to see what the enemy's doing. I ain't got much hair left. I'm here to tell you, when I stand in front of that mirror don't lie. That mirror is not politically correct. That's going to be the next great invention in America, is a politically correct mirror. That the guy that's 40 pounds overweight looks into it and he looks slim and trim. And he looks like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Or Rocky Balboa back in the Rocky movies. And he looks physically fit. That's what the mirror tells him. But we ain't got that yet. My mirror tells me, you are what you look like, Kevin. You 25 pounds heavier than what you used to be. I don't need you to tell me that. I know that. But here's the thing, my friend. If you were to tell me that, I can't get offended. I can't get offended because I am what I am. Can we just start calling the truth the truth? At some point in time in America, we're in a pickle. We're $27 trillion in debt. We got an education system that's absolutely chaotic. We have governors. We have senators. We have representatives in Congress. We have local mayors. They have no idea what they're doing. Not because they're not capable of doing it, but they're following the wrong people. They're not listening to the God of the Bible. They're not seeking the wisdom of God. And our founding fathers told us if we ever strayed away from the Bible, if we ever quit teaching the Bible in schools, they told us 240 years ago what would happen. And we're living the consequences of it. They had wisdom that we did not have. They had the wisdom of the Bible. I was once in college and a guy that played basketball with me, he was the shooting guard on my team. I was the point guard. If you know anything about basketball, the point guard has the ball most of the time, and the point guard brings the ball up the court, and there's 4 other guys on his team on the court, and the point guard kind of determines who gets the ball. I got the ball, so if you want the ball, I got to pass it to you. And the shooting guard, one of his main jobs is to shoot the ball, hence the term shooting guard. And I was playing with a guy that he was in the same grade I was in college. And it was our freshman year. And we hadn't been at school long. And we practiced at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was crazy stuff. My basketball coach taught me words that I didn't even know existed. He was not a believer in God. I tried to witness to him before his last days. He didn't want to hear nothing about God. But one day we'll all give an account. But this boy that I played basketball with, we was in the dorm room. I believe it was in the dorm room our freshman year. We hadn't been there long at school. We was just getting to know each other. And we was in the dorm room. And this kid could eat a jumbo family-sized bag of Doritos every day of his life and never gain a pound. Man, I'm jealous of those. The Bible says not to be jealous. I covet those people. I'm jealous of those people. Man, I ate like 2 Oreo cookies and put on 4 pounds. This kid could eat a bag of Doritos, a bag of Cheetos, and 3 large pepperoni pizzas and not put on a half a pound. I mean, he was fit, ripped. I wasn't. I was a little chunky in high school. Some people called me pudgy. Well, we was in the dorm one day, and he looked at me and he said, "Hey, fat boy," talking to me. He said, "Hey, fat boy, give me some of those chips over there." I didn't call my mama. I didn't call my daddy crying that some boy called me fat boy. I didn't call the coach saying, "You need to run this kid. You need to kick him off the team." You know what I did? I looked at him. I called him by name. And I said, "I'm the point guard and you're the shooting guard. And we're going to be here the next 4 years together. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I dribble the ball up to court. And I don't know if you know this or not, but before you can shoot it, I've got to pass you the basketball." I looked him square in the eye. I said, if you ever call me fat boy again, you won't touch the ball for the next 4 years, and you won't score another point on this team. Get your own chips. It's time we Bible-believing, conservative, American flag-waving, red, white, and blue-loving Christians get a backbone one more time. I plead with you, my pastor friends, to not only preach the gospel, but there's another level we got to get to, and that's an involvement back in our communities. That's an involvement back in our society. That's an involvement. We got to get involved again back into politics. You say, well, I don't keep up with it. I don't like it that much. You better start keeping up with it. Our founding fathers said God, country, family. Because they knew if the country went to the pot, they knew if the country went to hell in a handbasket, it would impact our families in a negative way. And those are the days we're living in, my friend. Charles Finney, one of the great preachers of years past, said it's at the pulpit's fault if America goes astray. It's our fault. It's not the liberals' fault. It's not the Democrats' fault. It's our fault. If we were doing our job, there would be not many of these problems in our country. There wouldn't be all these liberal policies in our country. There wouldn't be all these liberal leaders in our country if we were doing our job. I love you, church. America Resurrected stands with the church. It stands for the things of the Bible. But we got to look in the mirror and realize we're 25 pounds overweight. We've got to look in the mirror and realize we're not who we used to be. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not the kid that ran around in college playing basketball for 4 years, up and down the court, up and down the court, up and down the court, and could do it all day long. I'm not that kid anymore. Church, we're not who we used to be. John Adams, the second president, said the church used to have power on the pulpit. Folks, let's get power on the pulpit again. Let's get power back in our church again, and let's get involved in politics, and let's make a difference. Let's get winners in leadership positions. Exodus 18:21. Men that were able. They were capable. They were winners. If we would put the armor on and we'd get ready to fight, when we go to fight the enemy, we'll realize that Jesus has already gone before us and fought the fight. Let's get back to the Christian heritage that we once had. Let's get back to a country that loves God, that fears God, that puts our faith in God and not ourselves. I want to thank you for listening to America Resurrected today. It's been a pleasure talking to you on the podcast. Share this with your friends. We'll be with you every week. Join us live if you're local with us. God-fearing, patriotic, red, white, and blue, flag-waving Americans. We cling to our Bibles because we love Jesus, and we know He's the only one that can fix all these problems. Like us on Facebook at America Resurrected. Share everything with your friends. You've been listening to Kevin Alexander at America Resurrected. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Please join America Resurrected in praying America will return to its Christian heritage and become a God-fearing nation again. God bless you. And God bless America.